This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Janelle Kalish. Don't forget our telephone number if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Klaus Financial, you can find them online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. You can learn a little bit about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they help all different aspects of retirement planning, whether it's Klaus 360, portfolios, Klaus 401k. You can learn all about those, again, on the website klausfinancial.com. Also, if you scroll down a bit on the bottom, there's a little section there, and it says, of course, sign up for our weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Market Pulse newsletter is something I signed up for, I don't know, a couple of years ago. It's a really cool weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the program, the podcast. So if you miss a little something of today's show, or maybe you missed a previous show, get a little reminder each week in your inbox. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And as I mentioned, Mr. CJ Klaus and Janelle Kalish joining us in studio this morning. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Janelle, how you doing?
Doing great today. Thanks.
Had a little laugh before the show, watching a deer. So majestically walk through.
This is what Sean does for entertainment. He watches YouTube videos of deer falling over on children's play sets.
It's called show prep, CJ.
Okay.
Of course, CJ and Janelle come to us from Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Exciting topic this week. We're going to talk about what Klaus Financial does. We talk a lot about some great planning and great information, but we'll talk a little bit about who Klaus Financial is. We'll do that in just a moment. But first, of course, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week. This week, another fantastic opportunity to win a great prize, a $25 gift card for Home Goods. A little tip as you listen to the program, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during each day's program. Before we get rolling, though, on today's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only do the question, but give the answer as well.
All right. We want to thanks to everyone for listening and calling in, and congratulations to our winner. They answered, how much of a tax deduction will a taxpayer receive in 2018 when they contribute to a Roth IRA? And there is no upfront tax deduction for Roth IRA contributions as there is with a traditional IRA.
Fantastic. And, of course, that was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do a fresh, brand new one this week. And, again, a chance to win a fantastic prize, a new one this week, a $25 gift card for Home Goods. Again, just listen closely to today's program. Before we get rolling on our overview topic today, let's talk just real quick about Klaus Financial, who you are, what you do. I think a lot of times people say, oh, I know CJ, I know Janelle, I know Malia, I know these guys. How can they help me? What do you guys do for folks?
Yeah, so if you've listened to this show for a while, this is actually kind of my least favorite part is being too commercially. So I'll try to keep this more broad in terms of, don't think of this even so much just about Klaus, but what should I expect out of a financial planner, right? So at Klaus, we specifically help in the area of financial planning as it relates to retirement planning. Now, some people think, oh, I get it, you only help with 401ks or IRAs and you don't deal with anything else. And no, we deal with all elements of planning for retirement. So we're very good on topics like distribution rates and how much should you save for retirement and how long will that last and what about Social Security and estate planning. We go over this, right, every week. It's a different segment of that retirement planning. But really, when you think about retirement planning or financial planning, your advisor should be helping you if they're a fiduciary. So that's a whole separate topic we've done before. If they're a fiduciary, they should be helping you plan for things like estate planning. Do you have a will or a trust, powers of attorney in place? How about your taxes? Are you aware of how decisions you're making with your investments, selling properties, purchasing art, whatever it might be, how it's impacting your taxes? Insurance, so life insurance, disability, long-term care insurance. Unfortunately, we're just like you as consumers. We don't love insurance, right? But it is a necessary evil. And oh my goodness, Janelle can testify, the number of people we have seen be hurt by the absence of life insurance or blessed by the presence of life insurance is just enormous. And so we don't like it, but it's a necessary evil. And then finally, investments are a component of that financial planning. So again, four core areas. There can be even five or six if you try to expand into some peripheral areas, but it includes estate planning, taxes, insurance, and investments are core to every financial plan that somebody works towards.
And one of the cool things with you guys at Kloss is and we talk a lot about setting up that initial get to know you appointment. This is personalized, isn't this? This isn't just like, here's our system. Come on in. We'll run you through the system and everything will be fine. You guys like that. Let's sit down. Let's get to know each other. Make sure it's a good fit and then build a relationship from there, right?
I wish it was that simple, Sean. Just bring them in, plug them into a system, and they're off and running.
Like an assembly line.
That's what technology does, by the way. They just give you an app and say, we're going to charge you $5 a month for it. So that's correct. Unfortunately, financial planning is not as simple as, say, technology. And so, did I just call technology simple? You get the point. Financial planning is very custom. So ultimately, the elements of financial planning are consistent for the most part, right? So for us, you know, understanding somebody's financial plans in terms of those elements is pretty easy. But understanding them and their risk tolerance and their values, right? So this has come into play big time now that we can actually take investments and structure them in such a way that they're socially responsible, right? Or environmentally responsible or whatever it might be. That's a really big part of understanding who somebody is and making sure that their portfolio reflects that. So as we kind of round out this, how are you aware of your financial advisor? What should they be doing for you? A few pointers. Your financial advisor, if they're a fiduciary, should be proactively reaching out to you. So let me just say, anybody listening on the air, if your financial advisor is not proactive at a minimum once a year, you need to fire them. It's not worth your time and money to have somebody who gets paid on something for doing no ongoing service. And by the way, if you're not getting a call from somebody, it's probably because they're not a fiduciary and they sold you a commissionable product. So to them, their money is over, mm-hmm. right? They already got paid. So you should be expecting consistent reviews. They should talk to you whenever there's life changes going on, or you should be talking to them to see what that means to your financial plans. And then they should be working with you on practical things like, hey, I have a new job. How should I negotiate out benefits, or what are my benefits, and help you interpret those things?
Very, very good information, as always. Joined by CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. As we talk about Kloss Financial, a little bit of what they can offer, a lot of great information, a great resource is the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Important to stress as well that first get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial is, we like to say, a little kick of the tire. No charge for you. The telephone number, 442-5637, to set up that appointment at Kloss Financial. 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. I just want to hold on to that telephone number a little bit later on the program. We'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. And we're going to be talking this week about kind of getting back to the basics. And something I've learned from spending a lot of time with you guys is that you mentioned CJ, you mentioned a little earlier about kind of the four kind of areas overview. There's also three words that keep coming back during this program that we always keep coming back to. Let's talk about what those three takeaways are and why they're so important.
Yes, those three words are simplify, consolidate, and diversify. You want to simplify your structure and investments, consolidate the number of your accounts and advisors, and diversify within your investments.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting too when Janelle, when you mention accounts and advisors, and I know this is something that's come up on this show as well, is we've talked about, well, I'm diversified, or I'm consolidated, or I don't want to be all with one. You've got to know what those words mean, don't you?
Right. You want to, you know, you may have many different accounts and think you're diversified, but having many different accounts does not mean that you're diversified. It just means you have a lot of different accounts. And it's not very simplified.
I didn't mean to interrupt there. So as you mentioned that too, is one of the things that we get as important is kind of, there's another kind of saying that goes on about mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, reaching your retirement goals, and there's kind of like a strategy for that, isn't there?
Right. You want to plan, budget, save, repeat, and review.
Let's talk about those things.
Five words.
Yes.
Yeah, the first part is planning. You want to plan for your retirement. It's so important. You know, we see people every day that come in and we meet with them and they've planned and they're very confident going into retirement. On the flip side, we see people that come in too late and they have no clue what they're going to do for retirement. So you want to make sure that you plan ahead of time. You want to work with someone starting today if you haven't been and ask the questions. When do I want to retire? How much income do I need in retirement? Do I plan on working? Am I moving? What's all going to happen once you get to retirement?
Let me just chime in on that plan. So it's becoming much more common for people to not retire traditionally. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, meaning it used to be work my butt off on a job that I maybe like or don't like that much, retire with a pension and Social Security and a little bit of money and kind of then just, you know, health declines and that's the end of the game. And sorry, that sounds so morbid, but it's just a harsh truth. That's the way that people used to retire. Now it's becoming, I'm living longer. I actually don't want to retire and just live off of my portfolio. So it's much more common for us to see people retiring away from their core job into something they've always wanted to do and love. And the reason we say this is important to talk with your financial planner about is because that could change how much you need to save today, right? Mm-hmm. If you say, no, I don't plan on retiring till I'm 75, then maybe you don't need to kill yourself to save every dollar today if we know you're going to have a longer extended income. So make sure you're communicating that plan and your desires around retirement with your advisor.
Is there something to be said too? Is you know, it's not just that we're staying active longer. It's, I almost feel like it's the you have to add like the very active longer. It's not just, okay, I'm going to be active and I'm going to take some tours, I'm going to do this. Is people are, you know, when we're 65 and it's just with the way modern medicine is and the knowledge of taking better care of ourselves, it seems like people, you know, when you're used to think of 65 as starting to get old, people in their 60s, 70s are still very active. We have very mm-hmm. active lifestyles.
Big time. Yeah, big time. I mean, people don't realize the demographic change that has occurred over mm-hmm. the last 100 years. I mean, it is profound mm-hmm. when you look and say somebody used to gather Social Security at 62, 65 and die at 69, 70, mm-hmm. right? Very different game than I gather Social Security at 62, 65 and die at 100, right? Mm-hmm. Not only does Social Security have to last longer, by the way, that's why they're running out of money, but secondarily because what are you going to do? What are you going to do for all those years? So finding that second career, that hobby, and you know, there's truth that there was that commercial out on some sort of pill. It was probably a Pfizer commercial. And it was a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Absolutely wow, true, right? So a body that continues to move and engage and engage their mind tends mm-hmm. to stay engaged and stay alive. But we have seen many of our clients who retire to the couch and unfortunately health declines quickly.
Mm-hmm. Great information as always. CJ Claus and Janelle Kalish joining us from Claus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, they're here to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Claus Financial online, the website ClausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And, of course, their telephone number, 442-5637 for Claus Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. And, of course, you want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll do our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Janelle. Take more of your calls. We'll talk budget next here on 1310 WIBA and Money in Motion.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, joined in studio this morning by Janelle Kalish and CJ Claus of Claus Financial. Don't forget about the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And we left off talking about the plan, budget, save, repeat, review. And we left off talking about plan. Let's pick up. Let's talk a little bit about budget. And I would assume the budget is a budget makes the world go. My wife reminds me of this. Our budget is the most important thing to our day-to-day life. Let's talk about budgets.
Right. Budget is one of those words that you just think, gosh, that's a long four-letter word. Most people don't like hearing budget because they think they have to be frugal or there's restrictions placed on them. And budgeting can actually be very freeing to you. It allows you to focus on the things that you want to focus on and eliminates the mindless spending that a lot of people get caught up with. You know, at the end of the month, you're going, where did all my money go? I have no idea. Mindless spending.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You want to make sure that you stay on budget and you're looking at things like, are your emergency reserves in place? Are you reducing debt every month? Are you adding the amounts that you need to your retirement plans? And it's important. I mean, I've seen it myself in my own life.
Well, so some people may love this analogy, some people may hate it, but I'll give it anyway. So people will look at many times like religiously commandments, right? Some people say, hey, 10 commandments, they're restrictive. And actually you go, no. Actually, they're helpful. Right, they're helpful. They help to keep you away from poor behaviors, right? And it may sound restrictive when it says do this, don't do that, but actually it's really, really helpful. In the same way, budgets may sound restrictive. Oh, you're going to tell me where I have to spend my money. No. I'm not going to. You're going to. You and your spouse, you and your partner are going to sit down and say, where do we want to spend our money this month? It's not about restriction at all. It's actually about liberating your dollars. There's nothing that will put you in jail more than not knowing where your money goes. Let me repeat that. Nothing that'll put you in jail more or shackle you than not knowing where your money goes. So liberate yourself by building a budget.
Well,
we should have a little phrase, liberate yourself.
Put that a bumper sticker with the Claus Financial
write
logo.
That down.
Yes, exactly. We've got it on tape. CJ Claus and Janelle Kalish joining us this morning from Claus Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, the number, 442-5637. Online, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. We talked about budget. We'll talk about savings. We'll do that next. We'll also do the Claus Quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Claus and Janelle Kalish joining us this morning from Claus Financial. Again, the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, also, coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You'll definitely want to hold on to that telephone number. And, of course, no charge as well for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637 for Claus Financial. Talked budget. We talked also about planning. Let's talk about saving. And that big question is, how much do I need to save for retirement? What's the answer, guys?
Yes, we are going over kind of five key words here, which are plan, budget, save, which are really the three key words, and then repeat and review. Mm-hmm. Plan, budget, save, and then repeat and review. So we're on the third of those, which is save. And I will just tell you all, we have never had somebody, once they retire, save, I saved way too much. So let that be a lesson to us that, and ultimately that's somewhat meaningful and interesting, but it's not that meaningful to people who are actually saving. The common question we get is, well, what's the target? Right? Because I get that people who have more than they need don't wish they hadn't saved as much, but that doesn't help me today and how much should I be saving? And the answer is about 15%. So as a matter of fact, if you listen to Dave Ramsey or if you read any of his books and look at Baby Steps, he's always talking about saving about 15% into retirement. Now, baby steps for him are a progression of what you should be doing. And we would echo his progression, which is focus on eliminating debts besides your mortgage, building up emergency reserves, and then focus on that 15% of savings. Because we do run into people who come in and go, oh, good news, I'm saving that 15% target, and I have $40,000 of high interest credit card debt. And we go, whoa, you didn't do it in the right progression. Mm-hmm. But anyway, save about 15%, then focus your other cash flow towards reducing your mortgage, saving for the kids' future college, having that that emergency reserve fully funded. If you still have more to save, that's where we say save more, right? But you're going to, you know, there's things going on. We've even had people come in and go, I'm saving 30% for retirement. All my debts are gone. My mortgage is paid off and I hate my life. Right? And we go, whoa, that, you know, 15% is a target. But again, and then people will say to us, well, how much of my pre-retirement income do I need to replace in retirement? Let me repeat that. Of my pre-retirement income, my wife and I each earn 50 grand a year. We're living off $100,000 of AGI. How much of that do I need to replace in retirement? And first things first, these are rules of thumb. So this is not exact science, but the rule of thumb would be about 70%. So if you're living comfortably off of about $100,000 and all your debts are gone pre-retirement, when you get into retirement, $70,000 of retirement income would tend to replace about what that $100,000 had been previously. And people go, well, what do you mean? 100 compared to 70, those aren't the same numbers. And I say, yeah, but the $100,000 of earned income you're paying FICA tax on, whereas retirement income you will not. And secondarily, off that $100,000, if you're listening to us, you're saving 15% into retirement, aren't you? Right? Of which when you're living off of retirement income, you will not. So about 70% should get you there. But again, these are rules of thumb.
Great information then that we hit on the big three. Let's real quickly touch on the repeat and review and the importance of those two steps, and we'll kind of wrap up with those guys.
Right. As you progress through the three steps, you just want to keep repeating it over and over and over again. But in the process, you want to review that plan with your planner every year or so. And you also want to repeat. Just keep reviewing and repeating.
As life changes, circumstances changes, exactly. Opportunities present themselves, definitely important to keep reviewing and, of course, make those changes as they become available. Talking with Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website. It is a fantastic website. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. It's klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Home Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of income should you look to replace as you enter into retirement? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Goods. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Janelle, CJ, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.